USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Turkey and the Syrian Kurds are accusing each other of violating the five-day ceasefire in northern Syria. BBC reporter Barbara Plett-Usher.
They say that one of the big problems is the Turks are besieging the main town where the conflict has been. It's called Ras Al Ain. They want to make sure that the wounded and the fighters are evacuated from that before that they pull out from this zone.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is in Afghanistan, where stalled peace talks with the Taliban have complicated President Trump's pledge to withdraw more than 5,000 troops from the region.
I plan on meeting first with General Miller on the ground to get an update with regard to operations on the ground, the status of our troops, etc. Then I'll be having meetings with President Ghani and other officials of the Afghan government.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump's acting chief of staff generated controversy, acknowledging that the administration held up aid to Ukraine as leverage to investigate Democrats in the 2016 elections. At a press briefing on Thursday, Mulvaney seemed to admit that there was a quid pro quo involving military aid to Ukraine and said the president froze the money to get Ukraine to look into the origins of the Russia investigation.
Whether or not they were cooperating in an ongoing investigation with our Department of Justice, that's completely legitimate.
Now, Mulvaney denied that's what he meant.
You were asked by Jonathan Carl, you described a quid pro quo and you said that happens all the time.
And can I see how people took that the wrong way? Absolutely. But I never said there was a quid pro quo, because there isn't.
Mulvaney on Fox News Sunday. Three soldiers were killed and three were injured during training in Fort Stewart, Georgia. Three of the soldiers were hurt in the accident. One remains hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard responds to Hillary Clinton's attacks. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
There are fresh battle lines being drawn in the 2020 presidential campaign. It started when former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton suggested that current primary contender Representative Tulsi Gabbard is being used by the Russians, who could be plotting a third-party run to siphon votes from the eventual Democratic nominee. Gabbard, in a scathing response, called Clinton, quote, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption, and personification of the rot that is now sickened the Democratic Party. Two politicians in the Democratic primary, Andrew Yang and Marianne Williamson, have sided with Tulsi Gabbard. Yang tweeted that Gabbard, a veteran, quote, deserves much more respect and thanks than this. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
NBC says it won't reopen its investigation of Matt Lauer. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The former Today Show host was fired in 2017 after sexual misconduct allegations. Now a new book from Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Ronan Farrow has brought up questions about how NBC handled the incident. The book claims that disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein threatened to expose Lauer if NBC did not quash Farrow's own reporting on Weinstein's sexual misconduct.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.